After a welcome interruption last month on Monday, Thursday, and with a little help from tour choir, we had a little departure from my little series I had going, but today we'll conclude it with part three of a look at how our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and today we look at the heart. You'll recall that we started our study with a look at our amazing brain. Not only does it direct all of the major functions in our body, but it goes into a super survival mode when we're faced with life-threatening situations. We are also reminded about how God would have us use our brains, both in our work that He gives us here on earth, and in our diligent study of His life-saving gospel. Part two took us to our eyes, and we saw an example of someone who used his eyes to investigate God's order in the universe. Additionally, we were reminded of the proper way we should look at one another. We are all blood-bought souls of our Savior. And that brings us to our final consideration in this series, our fascinating, if not mysterious, heart. We have two hearts, it would seem. A tangible heart and an intangible heart. Our tangible heart is an amazingly strong muscle, pumping blood through our arteries with durability that lasts a lifetime. Your heart beats about 100,000 times a day, or about 35 million times a year. And it works twice as hard as your leg muscles when you sprint. You have a little bit more than a gallon of blood in your body, which circulates through your entire body every 20 seconds. In one day, your blood travels quite a distance. In one day, it travels the equivalent of four times the distance across the United States. How many times do you even, think about your heart and what it's doing? You can run out of adjectives when describing this powerful muscle behind your sternum. So the heart is this tangible pumping muscle about the size of your fist. But it's curious how we give the heart many intangible qualities. It's a subject in poetry like this: the human heart feels things the eyes cannot see and knows what the mind cannot understand. Helen Keller said, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." And finally, it's only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Now, a scientist would tell you that your eyes work in conjunction with your brain in order to see. The heart has nothing to do with it. A scientist would tell you that the heart is just a hard-working pump. It doesn't feel emotions like love or compassion. And yet, for centuries, man has said things like, you have to have heart in order to climb an obstacle. Or, don't lose heart when you face adversity. The brave man has a heart of a lion. We talk of people having a broken heart when they're sad. We talk about an athlete that comes through in the clutch has the heart of a champion. And where do people get these intangible ideas of the heart? Well, probably from Scripture. Do you know how many Bible passages contain the word heart? Well, just under 1,000. And of those 962 that I've found, do you know how many speak about the heart as being a pump station or a muscle? Zero that I could find. Scripture goes on and on about hearts possessing attributes that we might normally associate with the brain. We read about a heart full of wisdom, a heart flowing with love, a heart of honor, a heart of happiness. There's the prudent heart, the humble heart, the compassionate heart, the upright heart. Solomon said, "The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge." So our heart acts like our brain. We also see it the other way, don't we? We see a lot of negatives in our heart. We read about a heart of lies in the Bible, a heart of fear, a heart of grief, a heart of foolishness, and many, many more examples. The Bible abounds with examples of a proud heart, or the stubborn heart, the selfish heart, or a deceitful heart. And we're told that for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. What's even more curious is that when we read the Bible, we find out that God, who is a spirit, talks about himself as having a heart. Right before the flood, when he looked down and saw how wicked man had become, we read that the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So God has a heart? The Apostle Paul was giving a history lesson to the Jews, and he said that God raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." Another example of God having a heart was from Job. Job said, "God is wise in heart and mighty in strength." So some anthropomorphism there with God saying that he has a heart. Maybe you've seen on TV the ad campaign for a certain credit card. What's in your wallet? Right? You heard the slogan? Well, here's the main question, a better question. What's in your heart? Do you have the meekness or the gentleness or the peacefulness and the sincerity of a Christian heart? The thing about that sincerity is very important, that we are who we say we are. Because according to Solomon, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. So what's in your heart? Samuel said the same thing in a different way. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. When Jesus was just a little 12-year-old, he was in the temple about his father's business when his parents finally caught up to him. And then we're told that he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. And he took that obedience all the way to the cross for us. He prays for us. He watches out for us. He advocates for us. He prepares a place for us. And that's not all. He has a heart that has all of those positive things that we mentioned before. He has a heart with true humility, sincerity, compassion, and honor. And above all, he has a heart of perfect love. Let your heart, therefore, be loyal to the Lord our God. And do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And today that is my prayer for all of you. And let's sing about it in the words on the screen. there